This conference is being recorded.
Okay, hey everybody, I have right now, live in person, on the phone, a very, very special and close friend of mine. Her name is Cardina Paza, and she's one of the sweetest, most giving people I've ever met. I've known Cardina now probably for, what would you say, Carl, about like 7, 8 years?
Yeah, at least 7 years.
So about at least 7 years, and I remember you've been a trainer, actually, training out of my fitness studio for the last 7 years. Cardina, a little bit about Cardina, she makes, with her personal training, with her group personal training business, between $8,000 and $10,000 every single month. So she's making between $100,000 and $120,000 a year with her group personal training business, and she has an info project called Easy Veggie Meal Plans. And she launched that with Craig Ballantyne, and they made $60,000. They generated $60,000 in just 4 days. So Cardina is no stranger to having the ultimate mindset to focus on something and bring it into existence and create, you know, additional great six-figure income streams. And I'm really, really happy to have you on the phone. What's up, Cardina?
What's up, Steve? Thanks for having me on. And, you know, I definitely want to pay tribute to Steve and all his excellent advice to help me be where I am today. So thank you, Steve.
Oh, you're very welcome, Cardina. That was really, really, thank you for that. Hey, did I have that right? Is that easyveggiemealplans.com?
Yeah, easyveggiemealplans. Oh, that's a vegetarian weight loss program.
And can you just quickly, like, explain, like, I know, like, you eat all raw food and you're 100% vegan raw, and you took your passion and you turned that into another income stream. Can you just really briefly, in like 60 seconds, just tell everyone what your product is and what you did?
Sure. Yeah, I found there was a need for giving people a startup program and how to get started for people who want to eat a vegetarian diet, or that, you know, they want to eat healthy and clean up their diet for a while. So I did a 90-day, basically, all done for you, spelled out what to eat, how much, portions, everything, for 90 days. And it's all vegetarian, vegan. It's some raw in there as well. And I, you know, have a quick start guide, tell people how to get started, how to also, how to talk to your family and your friends about your diet change and maybe all the pressure that people feel. So help them, support them in being out in the world and making these changes.
You know, that's awesome, Cara. And I know when you were creating this product, you were way outside of your comfort zone, right?
Very much, yes.
So I think, you know, this is going to be a great interview because you just recently, you know, the training business, you've been doing it for 7 years, making six figures, doing awesome, but this new product that you made and with the $60,000 launch was something that you were just, like, totally overwhelmed with, and I want to really, really include that in our interview. Let's just jump right into it. Cardina, like, what do you think is the main key to making a major positive change in your business? So, like, let's say you're a trainer and you're plugging along and you want to just, like, really start dominating. What do you think, like, one of the main keys is to making that happen?
Well, I think that you have to get so determined or so fed up with where you're at, and you just got to drive this emotion within you that you decide that's it. That's enough. You're going to make changes no matter what, and you get so determined. And then from there, then you start to find ways to make those changes and focus your energy on just that goal.
Awesome, and, Car. Go on.
Yeah. So sometimes it could be a pain, like, okay, I'm fed up with being here, or it's inspiration for what's possible, what people potentially could create. I mean, either way, whatever drives you, you know, whatever emotion drives you more, pain or pleasure.
Awesome. Let me ask you this. I know, you know, with you blasting forward so much, do you ever, like, just have this feeling inside your body of fear and doubt like this? Oh, I don't know if I can do this.
Yeah, that happens. You know, I think it happens with all different projects. Anytime you're taking on something new, and it's normal. And I think if you just realize that you have to realize it's a normal feeling, and that everybody goes through it, no matter, you know, how big or how small a project is, something new that you're taking on. And so for me, I just realized that everybody goes through it. Everybody goes through it when you are in an uncomfortable situation or something you haven't done. And then sometimes I'll just talk to people around me and also just get feedback from them in terms of, like, you know, what their insight is for me. And usually everybody says the same thing. Oh, I get nervous too when I start something new. Or kind of like, I'll get their feedback on how they see the situation. And, you know, the other thing is just surrounding yourself with positive people and people that you can kind of bounce ideas off that really have a great perspective on life. And, you know, usually other people can see, to them, it's very clear that I'm capable and I have everything it takes. It's just my self-doubt. And so sometimes I'd rather listen to other people than listen to the voice inside my head.
So let me ask you this, Carl. What do you say to yourself to get you to just push forward despite feelings of fear and doubt? Like, what? Give me like, if we could, like, listen in on inside of your head, what are some of the things that we would hear you say to make yourself push forward?
So what I would say is, I would have to be my own coach. I have to be my own coach in my own head and think back. I'd be like, okay, Cardina, you've been in challenging situations before and you've reached your goal. You've done it before. You can do it again. What did that feel like back then? What kind of emotion did you have when you were accomplishing those goals? So just tap into that emotion and that drive. And you'll do the same thing again. You'll just do it over and over again. And even if it's a small accomplishment, you know, if it's like anything, even like physical goal that I had, or a money goal, or a goal to go traveling, you know, something, any kind of goal that I accomplished, I'll go back and I'll think about, okay, if I accomplish that, I can accomplish this. You know, so I'll just tap into that past experience.
Awesome. Hey, Car, during like your day, every day, or do you ever have a period of time during a week or during a month where you just sort of don't feel as motivated as usual? You feel a little bit like unmotivated. And if so, what do you do about it, and how do you stay motivated?
Okay. Well, I mean, there's definitely times that where I'm not motivated. Sometimes it's a matter of sitting down and going over my goals again and realizing why those goals are important and getting excited about the bigger picture. So sometimes I get too caught up in the minutia of it and in the, like, the day-to-day details. And so if I kind of step back and look at my bigger goals, then I don't get so caught up in the little things. And then also just going over my goals again, I get excited because I start realizing, oh, wow, look at that. I already accomplished that. Oh, I accomplished that goal too. You know, the baby steps along the way. And then I get excited because sometimes I get stuck. You know, maybe somebody isn't, like, cooperating with me on something I need to get done, you know. So I feel like I'm hitting a wall and I don't have control and I'm not getting very far, you know. But if I look back, I go, wow, okay, I have done a lot. So, you know, and just realize it just takes time and persistence. And you know, the other thing is I'm really grateful for what I have. Like, think about everything I'm grateful for, you know, and how I got there. And I think that it just realize, you know, it just takes some patience and persistence. And awesome. those are the people who win.
Yeah, no, I agree. We have a saying, there's no resistance to persistence.
Exactly.
Hey, Card, do you, I know you set goals, so I'm not going to ask you if you set goals, but tell me your goal-setting process, like how you go about setting them. Do you write them in pencil? Do you put them on your computer? Do you post them up on your wall? What's your goal-setting whole method that you do?
I usually do it with, I'll do it by myself. I'll sit and I'll write it out on a piece of paper with a pen. And I write down each area of my life that's important, because just as much as, you know, being successful and making money is important, you know, to me, having balance or, you know, doing things that I enjoy doing are important. So I'll have my career, my relationships, my spirituality, my health. So these will all be categories. And then under those categories, then I'll start writing my goals for each one. And I have travel goals, you know, leisure time. That's really important too. And so once I have those written, well, actually, I reassess my goals every, I have short-term goals and long-term goals. So I'll write down my long-term goals, 10 years out, 20 years out, and then I'll work backwards. And then I'll have my one-year goal, my month-to-month goals. And then about every year, I'll reassess the long-term goals. My short-term goals, I reassess constantly. So once I have them written down, then I'll share them with a couple of people. And it's really cool because we share them with each other, like my husband or my friends, and we can support each other in it. And then we get excited about each other's goals. And it kind of, I get more excited when I share with people because it makes it more real. And then I love doing collages. So I have a really awesome collage with the different areas of my life. And so there will be the leisure vacation section. There will be the health section, you know, looking all healthy and ripped and everything. And then there's the family section and what that looks like. And so I'll just have a good time doing that. And, you know, because I love the visuals. So I put that in this collage up in my room, and I see it every day. It gets me excited about getting out of bed every day. And it reminds me what's important to me and why I'm getting up and why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Awesome. Hey, Card, with all that you're doing, do you ever feel overwhelmed? You ever have a day like that? Can you tell me about like one like a time that you felt overwhelmed and what you do when that happens?
When I get overwhelmed, it's like I have so much to do and not enough time, and I end up having to push off things that need to be done, or I actually physically just push myself to get things done. So it really depends on the situation. So if I know, sometimes if I just get this one step done, I'll have peace of mind, and I know that I can go do whatever else I need to do, and I'll feel good about it. So it depends. Sometimes I just push through, you know, put another half hour, hour into it. Another thing I do is try and delegate as much as possible. So if I can get someone else to help me who's capable, I will. that's a really good feeling.
Definitely. Isn't it the best?
It's the best. I love it. So I have an assistant that helps me at least 3 or 4 times a week now. So. And being overwhelmed, I see that as a good thing because it means you're up to a lot of things in life. You're up to big things, and you're just stretching yourself to go to that next level. So there's kind of this balance between the overwhelm, the stress, but also appreciating that. You know, you're open to receiving all this new activity that's coming to you.
Laura, I want to ask you a really, really interesting question here. Because I think this is like one of the biggest things that most people struggle with is getting outside of your comfort zone. Can you just give me an example of the last time, like one of the biggest times you ever had to get out of your comfort zone and what you did, what you said to yourself, what you did to make yourself get out of your comfort zone and accomplish what you wanted?
Okay. Well, do you want me to tell you a specific example? I'm trying to think of one. I mean, there are some. I'm just trying to think of which one would be the most pertinent.
Was there one that happened while you were creating the info product?
Yes and yeah. Well, so when I created the info product, it was I knew it was doable. It was just a matter of that was one of those overwhelming times where there was a lot to do, but I just took it step by step. And sometimes
You know what, let me ask you this. Have you ever had to like public speak where you were nervous? Or
oh yeah.
Can you like walk us through one of those times? Like where it was, what was it for, and what did you do to get over it?
So I did some public speaking. I've done public speaking for quite a while, and I've done public speaking for health and wellness seminars. I've done it to educate people about information about like certain education. It's actually about how to break out of your comfort zones, and I've also done speaking in front of groups of people about health and fitness. And you know, when I would get ready to speak, I was very nervous. I was concerned about what I was going to say, if I was going to say it wrong, if I was going to stumble, if I was going to look stupid. And what I would do is call somebody, and then I would schedule a call with somebody, and their job was kind of just to listen to me. And so what I do is I would voice all my concerns, and I would get all my concerns out of my head, and then I would just be like, okay, that's my concern, I'm going to let go of it, get rid of it, and now here's what I'm committed to. Here's how the talk is going to go. Here's what people are going to get out of it. Here's how I'm going to be. I'm going to be powerful. I'm going to be funny. I'm going to be energetic. And that's who I am, and I know myself to be that way. And just by having someone listen to me go through this, like declare what I'm creating, it eased my mind, and I would hit the mark. I would have a great talk, and people would like really connect with what I was saying and get inspired, and it felt great. And I mean, it was a little bit of nervousness, but I was more focused on who I was going to be and my contribution to everybody, that I wasn't concerned about if I was going to look stupid, if I was going to stumble. So people really enjoyed the talk and got a lot of it.
Awesome, man. And that's how it usually is, isn't it?
Yeah. Afterwards, you're like, wow, that was great. Well, energized.
Hey, Cardina, in like 30 seconds, describe what you do to stay focused on moving forward all the time and not getting just complacent. Like, what do you do to stay focused to keep building?
Well, I'm always evaluating where I'm at and where I want to be. So by assessing and just, you know, reviewing my goals, I really have to be honest with myself and say, okay, am I moving towards that goal? Am I going to meet that goal? And sometimes I'm not, you know, and sometimes I am. So I look at that, okay, I got to focus more. So by evaluating my goals, that helps me get refocused. And also, you know, making those decisions of what's most important in my life, and then putting my focus on that. So I forgot all of your, I think I answered your question, but ask me one more time, so I think I have a little bit more.
Oh, that was perfect. I did ask you, what do you do to stay focused, and you totally answered it perfectly.
Okay, good.
Let me ask you this. Do you ever get burnt out or feel yourself getting burnt out, and what do you do if you do feel that way, and what do you do to prevent feeling that way, if that even happens to you?
Well, sometimes I'll push really hard, and I'll just work a lot, and then my husband comes in and tells me I have to take a break. He'll make me go relax or go for a walk or go to the pool or something like that. So sometimes I if I'm a little off balance, you know, if I'm working way too much, I just need to take a breather and then go out and do something I enjoy, get some fresh air, get some sun, go for a mountain bike ride. But for me, an outlet is physical activity, going mountain biking or going to the beach. And sometimes that's just I need to kind of recharge and or connect with some friends and go have some laughs. And then come back, and I'll feel a lot more reinvigorated, and I'll be ready to go.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey, Carr, let me ask you this. People always talk about the 80-20 rule, you know, focusing on the 20% of the things that you do that account for 80% of the business, of the progress in your business, and now, you know, we're even dialing it more into the 95-5% rule where, you know, 5% of the things that you really need to focus on are going to move your business forward the most and to outsource the rest. What's your take on the 80-20 rule, and what do you do to implement that in your life?
Well, looking at my training business and what I do, I think about what's going to bring me money the quickest, and then where do I need to invest my time to make a return for long term as well. And so if I just focus on those two things, that carries me a long way in my business. And then, you know, I'll usually focus and get some of those strategies in place. And then once I do that, then the other focus is with my clients, referrals, and then education and inspiration, motivation for my clients. So I just look at what is going to get me to my goal fastest and focus on that one thing and focus on that one thing only until I get it to where I want it to be.
So speaking of that, what do you do? How do you organize yourself? Do you, like, meaning, like, do you just get up and do whatever you feel? Do you have a list? Do you keep a BlackBerry? Like, what do you use for your organization?
I use, I have a BlackBerry, and I have a Palm. And so I will put in my calendar what I need to do immediately when I get home from training, at my office, at my house. So I will put in, like, the A priority must do right now when I get home, and then the other things that I need to do that are like a B priority, I'll put those in the evening when there's not as much urgency, or, you know, I don't need an answer right away, or I'll push it off to my assistant to do. But I usually have like a to-do list that I got to do, the A priority is priority, and then B, and then C. And I also have alerts that go off in my calendar. So then I know, okay, if an alert goes off, maybe I set that alarm like a month or two ago. And so if it's going off now, then it's something I need to take care of that day or the next day. And so that way I don't have to keep things long-term in my mind or stumble upon them later on or, you know, lose them. So so I use my alert system as well. And that may be like calling somebody back who wants to start training, or, you know, I need to update something with my programs or my website or call people or charge people, all, you know, anything like that, then I'll let my phone and my calendar do the work.
Hey, Carl, when do you put your list, your to-do list together? Do you do it the night before? Do you do it in the morning?
I do it throughout the day, actually, because if I think of something in the moment, I may forget it later on, and then I might have too many to-do things in my head that when I go to write them down, I'll forget half of them. So I really have to take a note in the moment, so I'll just pull out my phone and put it on my to-do list, and then at night, then I'll go through everything and get it organized for the next day.
Okay. So before you go to bed, you're setting up your next day.
Yeah, before I go to bed, I'm setting up the next day. Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. I noticed that all the most successful people do that. It's like as soon as you wake up in the morning, you get up and hit the ground running because your day's already planned, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's kind of like get my mind ready and prepared, you know, the night before. So, and then the morning too, sometimes you just think of everything you have to do and then you forget what's most important. So it's already written down, it's clear, clarity, you're ready to go.
Awesome. Hey, do you have any success rituals that you do on a daily basis, like whether it's meditating or just visualizing, or is there anything that you do on a regular basis for your success?
Yeah, well, I mix it up. So, I would say that there's different practices that I do. I like when I do my cardio, let's say I go running or for a bike ride or something, I really do affirmations. You know, I create affirmations about stronger, more mental clarity, more energy, you know, whatever my affirmations are, I'll do that. And then sometimes I do visualization. Sometimes I will write down, how I'm feeling, and then if I'm feeling like, you know how we were talking about like being overwhelmed or stressed out, and then I'll write the complete opposite of that, like of being stressed out, I'll be like, you know, relaxed and energized, and I will write that for about 20 times and kind of reprogram my mind.
Awesome. Wow. That's a good idea. No, that's a good idea, like writing it down like 20 times, you would think like, oh, that's no big deal, but to really actually write something down 20 times takes a little bit of time and focus on what you want.
Yeah, it does. It does. And to physically or see it written down, you know, it makes it more solid, and you can see it, your brain, you know, processes it, and you just internalize it more. So it's a great process. So, yeah, I guess I kind of use all different tools.
Awesome. Hey, is there any like favorite books that you've read on success and mindset that you'd like to share with people listening to this call?
Success and mindset. Well, I would definitely read Think and Grow Rich. That's a great one. You know, I like that book, The Go Giver. That is a really great book.
Awesome.
About how to become successful, how to be successful in a way that's win-win for everybody. It's not a book, but I mean I participated in Landmark for some time, and that was a really impactful education for me, and just a really positive experience in terms of, you know, really changing your mindset and really having what you want in life. So Landmark Education was really powerful for me.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, is there anything that you would like to add to anyone listening to this call that really, really wants to have the ultimate mindset formula for success?
Well, you know what? You got to believe in yourself, and even if you don't believe in yourself, convince yourself that you believe in yourself.
Fake it till you make it?
Exactly. Fake it till you make it. And because the reason I say that is because the self-defeating mindset, that was a learned habit. You know, that's not who you are. You just have these thoughts that just run around in your head. Who knows where you got them from? So start changing the mindset and start changing your beliefs, and then you'll start achieving what you want to achieve, you know, because each thought is what causes you, makes your thoughts create what you focus on. So start focusing on what you want and believe in yourself, and you will start achieving those goals. So that's number one. And then create structures in your life. Create some habits, you know. You wake up, the night before you write your goals down, you wake up, you do positive things, like you go and you work out and you feel good, you have these like happy endorphins running around in your body. And set a schedule for yourself, you know. Set time aside for each thing that's the most important in your life, and then set time aside to reward yourself when you accomplish your goals too. So you actually feel the acknowledgement. You can acknowledge yourself basically for your accomplishments, and that gives you more, you know, more energy and more excitement about going and accomplishing the next goal.
Awesome. Well said, Cardina. Hey, Carr, thank you for this awesome interview. If someone wants to learn more about you, where can they go?
Well, I have my training website, edgetrainers.com. So it's EDGE trainers with an S on the end, .com. I also have my easyveggiemealplans.com. And I have cardinaskitchen.com, which is probably the most interactive. It's my blog site. And that one I update with videos and articles all the time on health and nutrition and how to get more energy and all that good stuff. So that's probably the best one, cardinaskitchen.com.
Awesome. Hey, Cardina, thank you so much. That was a really, really, really insightful and super amazing interview. And thanks so much for sharing what you do.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Steve. Have an awesome day. And thanks, everybody, and go get them.
You got it. Bye-bye.